Monday, 28 March 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in Newbern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. At the present time, we are in Revelation chapter 3, and God willing, we'll be going back into Matthew chapter 26 today. I'll be going there. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Thank you for it. And Lord, just as you commended the church at Philadelphia for going through the doors, basically, that you had opened, and they kept thy word and did not deny thy name, oh God, that's my desire, and I would think the desire of many who are listening today. Give us grace to stand, and having done all to stand, we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Of the seven churches that were written to in Asia Minor, two of them were not rebuked, and that would be the church at Smyrna and also the church at Philadelphia. We're looking now at the church at Philadelphia, and if you have your Bibles, then can turn with me to Revelation chapter 3, and beginning in verse 7, and to the angel or the messenger of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. I don't know about you, but this scripture is real challenging to my heart and life. What a commendation here. He didn't say, now you folks are people of great faith, and you're strong people. He didn't say that to them. He said, thou hast a little strength, but he said, you've been faithful with it. Thou hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. When I think about denying the name of Christ, I think about old Peter. And I'd like for you to go with me now over to Matthew chapter 26. I'm well aware that this scripture is familiar. I hope it's familiar to everybody who's listening today. But if you're not familiar with this, our Lord Jesus Christ is just finishing the Last Supper, and he is talking to his disciples, and he's telling them, he's preparing them for what is going to happen. Verse 26, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. That's scripture we use time and time again as we celebrate the Lord's Supper, how appropriate it is. Then saith Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Now watch Peter. Peter, and I'm sure Peter meant well with this. Listen to what he had to say. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Wow. Peter, that's quite a statement to make. Now the Lord turns and addresses Peter specifically. Jesus saith unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. So here we have this discussion between Jesus and Peter. Peter saying, everybody else might be offended, but I never will be. And our Lord says to Peter, Peter, before the cock crows, he said, thou shalt deny me thrice. Thou shalt deny me three times. Now Peter comes back. And Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. And then the other disciples chimed in too. Likewise also said all the disciples. Now, again, I'm sure they meant well. I'm sure they did. In my heart, I believe they meant well, but they did not take in consideration their own weakness. They did not take into consideration their fallibility. Our Lord Jesus Christ knew what they were made of, and by the way, I am thankful he knows what we are made of as well. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, and he left them, and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples, and saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. Now, who is this that is sleeping? Well, it's Peter, James, and John, and the other 8 of the disciples. Judas is not with them now. He has gone to betray him. But this is the crowd that had just said, Though all men forsake thee, or all men be offended, we will never be. Well, you say, preacher, it's not. They haven't really been offended, and they haven't denied him. No, but I tell you what's leading up to it. They were asleep. They could not watch with him for just 1 hour. That's all he asked for. And by the way, I want you to notice something else here. This is very important. Got this from a message from Billy Sunday from many, many years ago. He didn't take all the disciples near to the center of the garden where he would be praying. Verse 36, Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, he said to 8 of them, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, that was James and John, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. So you say, well, preacher, what's the point? Well, the point that Bill Sunday made of it was basically that our Lord Jesus Christ realized that he couldn't count on the 8, and he didn't even give them a charge to watch and pray. They were in the garden. They were disciples. They were with him. They got inside the garden, but that's as far as they got spiritually. But he took Peter, James, and John, and he carried them a little further. He went deeper into the garden. And he said to them, Now, I want you to watch and pray. I want you to be with me. Tarry here and watch with me for 1 hour. And then he himself went into the midst of the garden where he would pray that awesome prayer. In fact, he prayed the same prayer 3 times. O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. There's so much to learn from this. God willing, we'll discuss this on the next broadcast. But you see, all these 11 were disciples, and they were true believers. But not all of them would receive the same revelation. Not all of them would be given the same responsibility. And dear friend, there's a lot for us to learn out of this text. And yes, we're going to get on in the text. We're going on in the text, where Peter will have the opportunity to speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ, where the disciples could have been with him, but they had all fled except Peter and John. And Peter, as you know, would deny him 3 times, just as Jesus had said. You know, God remembereth our frame. He knoweth that we are but dust. And it's an amazing thing to me that God would save us and allow us to serve him. May our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.